As an immunocompromised person, I expected this year to be tough, but I was not fully prepared for the number of precautions and sacrifices I would be forced to take to keep myself and my unvaccinated toddler as safe as possible. You see, the medication I take for a medical condition weakens my immune system, leaving me more susceptible because my vaccine is not effective. I have an underlying medical condition that affects my lungs, putting me at a greater risk and a higher risk category with poor outcomes. At school, I've been wearing an N95 mask covered with a cloth and paper mask and a face shield all day. On work days, I wear a mask 9 to 14 hours while on campus. I'm currently in my 13th hour today. We are all going through fatigue. We all know that masks add challenges to teachers and students, but I'm not able to ignore the risks that keeps one mask teaching a mask is to bring. I want to continue to serve my students to the best of my ability. Removing the safety net of a mask will make it difficult to do so, as I will be wary of my health and that of my unvaccinated family. As much as I try, my mask and personal precautions are not perfect. I rely on the behavior of others around me to help reduce my risk. The fact that my students are unmasked and taking hand hygiene seriously in my classroom gives me peace of mind and do my job effectively. And the thought of being in an enclosed space with 30-plus unmasked students for long stretches of time without knowing whether they are up to date with the booster scares me. If students are unmasked, that fear will be constant and will make it harder to serve my students. This fear is shared by some students, impeding their ability to focus as well. Thank you for letting me share my concerns with you. I know that my story may be unique, but this is not just about me. Our oldest students and staff may have waning protection from the vaccine, and the booster rate in the Bay Area are not great. Our youngest students, 5 to 11, have a vaccination rate around 30%, and we know that that vaccine has been less effective than desired. And there is not yet a safe and effective vaccine for non-school children. Masks will help these stay safer, which should be our goal. Science says good quality, well-fitting masks protect everyone, not just the wearer. I would love to ask you not to take this air protection away. I don't think that's going to happen. But while the plan may be to take the mandate away, please recognize the unintended negative consequences of this action and how it might affect our most vulnerable in our population. Thank you for your time.